This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 8 people still recovering in Boulder, Colorado, and police have a 45-year-old man in custody for allegedly throwing a makeshift flamethrower at them. The suspect yelling "Free Palestine" at the people who had been gathered there, calling for the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. ABC News contributor Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says it's still early in the investigation.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
2 people are still hospitalized in critical condition. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 31 people were killed at an aid site when Israeli troops opened fire. The IDF soldiers say they fired into the air. Ukraine launching a massive drone offensive deep into Russian territory. The surprise attack said to have been planned for at least 18 months. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. June is Pride Month. The LGBTQ caucus in the Wisconsin legislature has introduced a package of bills they're calling the Equality Agenda. It includes 7 bills and 5 joint resolutions. They would ban discrimination on the basis of gender identity, update the Wisconsin Constitution to reflect marriage equality, and give legal recognition to some same-sex parents. Democratic Representative Chris Phelps from Eau Claire.
LGBTQ plus people have always lived in every corner of Wisconsin, and we always will.
The legislation would also ban conversion therapy in Wisconsin. An overwhelming majority of studies have shown trying to change someone's sexual orientation doesn't work, and it causes harm. One study showed people who went through conversion therapy were twice as likely to think about suicide. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows conversion therapy and its ripple effects, like substance use disorders and mental illness, including suicide, cost the U.S. economy $9 billion every year. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
According to a recent report by the Williams Institute of the UCLA School of Law, an estimated 20,000 LGBTQ plus minors in states without protections will be subjected to conversion therapy by a licensed healthcare professional if state officials fail to act. And act we are.
More than half of states in the U.S. have banned conversion therapy. Now, the big question, would any Republicans get on board with this legislation? They would need to in order for it to pass. Representative Ryan Spouty from Ashwaubenon.
This bill is going to become law. I don't know if it's going to be this session or a different one, but I know it is going to happen, and that will be a very great day for Wisconsin.
The 5 joint resolutions would recognize days important to the queer community, like Trans Day of Visibility and Intersex Awareness Day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a 3-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking 3 guys early. I think they all scored, or 2 of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us 2 good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7 under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematech programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, rabbits, 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 it's the beginning of a brand new month and a brand new week. Happy Monday. A lot going on in the world today, lots to talk about. Can we survive a new apartheid engineered by America's elites? Or more appropriately, what's behind this whole attack on USAID? Coming out of, Trump and Musk. This is a weird story. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, fascism alert was Representative Gerald Adler's, aide detained and handcuffed as a warning or an intimidation technique? You betcha. I'll tell you all about that. And can we make June 14th the largest march in history? A lot to talk. We've got a video clip here of Malcolm Nance that I think you're going to find fascinating. So a lot to cover here in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump wants to roll back banking regulations. What could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah. And more fascism. Trump moves to get political control of doctors and scientists. In the third hour of our program, clampdown in Rome, China invading Taiwan, Ukraine fights back. And Rob Pichetta, a reporter with the CNN in UK and Europe, is going to drop by live from Europe to talk about what's the deal in Poland. What just happened there? A right winger just won the presidency. And yet that country also has a prime ministership. So what does all this mean? And what does it mean for, democracy? What does it mean for Ukraine? What does it mean for Russia, et cetera? So a lot to talk about there. But I want to start out with this question of what's going on with USAID. We are now in the midst of one of the greatest preventable mass deaths in world history, modern history. Around two people every minute of every day, day and night, week after week, soon to be year after year, are dying. In the time that it takes me to read you this article, to share this story with you, several dozen children will have died because of actions taken with full knowledge of this consequence by South African immigrant Elon Musk, by Big Balls and his teenage buddies, by Donald Trump and by Marco Rubio. These are children who wanted to live as desperately as do your children and my children, whose parents grieve them every bit as much as we would grieve the loss of our own children, who are dying as I'm speaking to you. And even worse, Musk and Rubio keep lying about the blood on their hands. Nobody knows if Rubio's drinking himself to sleep every night to deal with the guilt, but according to the New York Times, Musk is taking mind-numbing drugs at a level that would make Charles Manson blush. Marco Rubio said, quote, "No one has died because of USAID cuts. No children are dying on my watch." Not true. And Elon Musk, as the New York Times noted in an article that was titled, "Musk says no one has died since aid was cut, that isn't true." Musk said, no one has died as a result of a brief pause to do a sanity check on foreign aid funding. No one. No, not true. Musk has called USAID, this is the agency that administers programs like George W. Bush's PEPFAR, which has literally saved tens of millions of lives, most of them in Africa. Musk has called this agency, USAID, quote, a criminal organization and said that it was, quote, time for it to die. But why? Musk and his family fled white-ruled South Africa back in 1989 as the transition to majority black rule was well underway. Could that have something to do with his antipathy toward USAID? I mean, back in 1986, after overturning Reagan's veto, Congress passed the, quote, Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986, which empowered the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, to play a leading role in undermining South Africa's brutal white supremacist apartheid regime. The program, the effort from USAID was led by a guy named Timothy Bork, no relation to Robert, at least to the best of my knowledge. He was the mission director, general counsel, and director of the Office of the Sahel in West Africa and deputy assistant administrator for the agency, and spent 19 years working on taking down apartheid in South Africa. They were ultimately successful. USAID funded legal assistance for South African political prisoners, including Nelson Mandela and anti-apartheid activists. USAID supported black trade unions in South Africa, which were central to mass resistance against apartheid. USAID provided resources to community development and education programs that were racially inclusive. And this was all possible because of that piece of legislation, the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986. It codified sanctions against South Africa and mandated that USAID, or U.S. aid in general, could only support efforts to end apartheid and empower that country's black community, the black majority. USAID implemented this by funding programs that strengthened the capacity of the anti-apartheid opposition. It also funded programs in South Africa that emphasized institution building and human rights education. And the result of this was that USAID played a direct role in bringing democracy to South Africa. True multiracial pluralistic democracy. It helped fund the election infrastructure for that country's first democratic elections in 1994. It provided support for the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC. It funded civic education campaigns inside South Africa to help South Africans understand their voting rights. For many of these people, at least the black people of South Africa, this is the first time they'd ever been able to vote. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa during that time was a guy named Princeton Lyman. And he said that the USAID programs were the essential core that built the non-governmental infrastructure in South Africa that led to the end of apartheid. USAID's documents chronicle how over $500 million was spent during that decade of the 80s and early 90s on democracy, governance, education, and civil society to end apartheid in South Africa, and they were successful. Economic sanctions, air travel restrictions, assistance to the victims of apartheid. We did all those things through USAID. Is that why on February 2nd of this year, Elon Musk proudly tweeted about his effort that would eventually lead to the death of millions of children? He said, we spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. Could gone to some great parties, did that instead. You know, Bill Gates, I think, had a more rational take on this. He said, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. I'd love for him to go in and meet the children that have now been infected with HIV because he cut that money. Brooke Nichols is the associate professor of global health at Boston University, and she did the math on this thing, and it looks pretty bulletproof. She created a website, impacttracker.com, and let me just make sure I've got the URL right. I'm sorry, it's impactcounter.com, and it documents the consequences of these cuts and estimates that every hour, 103 people are dying as the result of Musk's cuts to USAID. 103 people every hour. I mean, this should be a, I mean, this is a human tragedy. We should be horrified by it. But weirdly, right-wing groups, white supremacist groups in the United States are actually celebrating this, you know, along with Elon Musk and his buddies. And it's also doing real damage to America's soft power. I mean, we're basically pulling out of parts of the world that really needed the help. And who's stepping in to fill that void? China. We're just handing, you know, large chunks of Africa to China. We're surrendering our political leadership. We're surrendering our moral leadership. And this is, you know, just a tiny amount of money in the federal budget. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. It's just a few billion dollars. Why are we doing this? Why? Is it simply payback to these South African immigrants like Elon Musk or, you know, who led the charge to destroy USAID? Is it because they want to kneecap America's soft power and hand the rest of the world over to Putin and Xi? I mean, was it done as a favor to these dictators? Or was it simply one of Elon Musk's drug-fueled whims? Hey, let's just kill a few million people for fun. I mean, with the death and damage that Musk and Trump and Rubio are causing, which is well documented, few in our media are actually asking this question, why? Why are these men celebrating the death of, so far, at least 300,000 children just in the last couple of months since they put this policy into place? Why are they celebrating this, you know, handing this golden opportunity off to China and Russia? I don't honestly know the reason. I mean, I can only speculate. I think it might have something to do with USAID having ended apartheid in South Africa, but, you know, it's just a guess. So what rationale or logic do you think is behind this? I'll pick up your calls on that in a few minutes. We've got a couple of other stories to share with you, but the number is 202-808-9925. And I'll be right back at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, fascism alert in Jerry Nadler's office. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Be sure to check out their sleep gummies. CB Distillery, promo code TOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival, white greed in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival, the same old hate in modern style, as children beg for mercy? See their hollow eyes. From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud. In boardrooms and in Congress, it's poison to the crowd. Cuts to aid and justice, hearts turn cold as stone. They cheer for silent suffering as Africa stands alone. Can you hear the distant thunder, the cries beneath the lies? History repeating while the guilty hide. Is this the apartheid revival, white greed in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid? teach us to never turn away. The power's got no
conscience. 24 minutes past the hour. Congressman Jerry Nadler's office was invaded by ICE officers, apparently, federal officers. They didn't have name tags and refused to give their names. They didn't have a warrant and said they didn't need one. This is very strange. I keep an eye on this. I mean, you know, they're arresting judges. They're going after lawyers. And they arrested a member of Congress a couple weeks ago. And now they're invading the offices of members of Congress. Jerry Nadler yesterday said the Trump administration is trying to intimidate members of Congress. They're behaving like fascists. He went on to say the Trump administration is really using totalitarian or even authoritarian practices. We have to fight them. We don't want to be a fascist country. I mean, that's amazing. His chief of staff, Jerry Nadler's chief of staff, says it appeared the agents were angry. This isn't a verbatim quote. This is a description from the New York Times. It appeared the agents were angry because members of the congressman's staff had seen the officers detaining migrants in the building, and because advocates who had also witnessed the detentions outside the courtroom had been invited by the staff members into Mr. Nadler's office. This was around 1 o'clock on Wednesday of last week, apparently, that this all happened. No riots, you know, no crisis, but wow, incredible. Meanwhile, Malcolm Nance is called, you know, Malcolm Nance, the just great national security guy. I mean, you know, former national security officer, former spy, essentially. He's speaking out, shall we say, loudly about the importance of June 14th. This, you know, what, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks from Saturday, that there's going to be, you know, Trump is going to be having his birthday party in Washington, D.C., and he's going to have the troops going by and the tanks going by and the missiles and all this. You know, it's going to be a South Korea, you know, kind of Stalin Moscow kind of thing. But Malcolm Nance has some thoughts on that, which I will share with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls at 202-808-9925. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So why do you think Elon and his and Big Balls and their buddies have destroyed the U.S. Agency for International Law?
Have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis this week after closing the Blackhawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa over 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service and plan to announce more this week. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. This week is the start of water flushing for the city of La Crosse. The annual routine began last night and will work its way through La Crosse's south side for the next 2 weeks. After that, water utility crews will begin work on the north side, which is estimated to begin on June 16th. The water flushing typically lasts less than a month each year. According to city officials, water flushing is expected to wrap up around June 22nd this year. You can find more information, including a timeline of when your neighborhood will be affected, on the city's website. In La Crosse City Government, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee reviewed plans for both of the La Crosse schools district's capital projects last week. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. The projects were approved in a referendum that passed last year. Later this week, the City Plan Commission and Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the projects. It's not the heat, it's the humidity this week as we begin the month of June. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The jet stream is lifting north into Canada, and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperature rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine. 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy. By the middle of this week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
After a hot day today and showers and storms tomorrow, we'll see highs in the 80s the rest of the week here in the Cooley region. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calder Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Into a loaded gun, fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So Malcolm Nance, who's been a guest on this program many times, we should probably get him on more often. He's just a great guy, really knows his national security stuff. He's calling for a second American Revolution, essentially a bloodless one, a peaceful one, to be launched on June 14th. I have great hopes for that day and some concerns as well. But here's what Malcolm Nance has to say.
This combat veteran swore an oath to the Constitution, not a lying dictator. I'm part of a coalition that is calling for June 14th to be the single largest day of protest in American history. It's the second American Revolution. It is peaceful. It is people power that we decide as the people, that we have no kings ever. And that's what June 14th is. No King's Day. I'm asking every person here to commit themselves, their family, their friends, and most importantly, their children. I love this country. I'm begging you, commit to saving this country. Turn out your friends on June 14th. Turn out your relatives. We are the people. We are the people.
There you go. No King's Day. And FAFO, right? Yes, indeed. Beep around and find out. So, what's on your mind? What say you about all this? And why do you think that they destroyed USAID? And obviously, they're taking a meat axe to the rest of government, too. But that was the most conspicuous thing. I mean, they actually took that agency down, emptied the building that it was in of them, took the sign off the front of the building. I mean, this was a concerted and very systematic. I was going to say vicious. I'm not, you know, I guess I haven't seen that kind of enthusiasm, but something, you know, something's going on here. Why? So anyhow, what's on your mind today? Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up?
I read your article previously to the show today concerning the apartheid. And once again, as always, you provide a historical perspective that puts many things to light. But I doubt too many people even take the time to read an article like that. But the reason I called, sir, is that I attended the Memorial Day honorarium at Fort Vancouver. I live in the Hudson Bay neighborhood here in Vancouver, Washington, for your listeners. And this neighborhood was established in 1824. And Fort Vancouver is a national historic site. Mm-hmm. For the last 6 years, I've been taking my father's shadow box down to the ceremony. And I've usually gotten, you know, supportive feedback and everything else. And when I went down this year, the attendance was not like it had been previously. And I really didn't get any feedback until one lady saw me standing with the shadow box. And she said, "Well, I'm sorry for your loss." And I said, "Well, my father, a retired major in the Army, was a decorated veteran of World War II in Korea." And I said, "He fought for the rights and freedoms that are being taken away from us now by a multiple-time draft dodger who calls our veterans losers and suckers." And so here it comes. Mm. She said, "I just don't know about that." You know, I think that's fake news. And, you know, Trump really respects our veterans. And I said, ma'am, full due respect. I used to work for a CBS affiliate here in my neck of the woods. I worked in the news department. That's what he said. That's what he did. He even called a prisoner of war, John McCain, denigrated him. And I said, I don't understand your perspective. And then she starts in with the asking me if my soul has been saved and if I found Jesus.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I walked away. I never felt so, I don't know, I can't say dirty, but I'm disappointed.
Disheartened.
If this is what the sane and empathetic part of our culture is coming to, I don't know.
It's a cult, I'm a child. Charles. These people are a cult, and they're being led by the same kind of false messiah cult leaders, like, you know, Jim Jones and all these other guys, you know, and Billy Graham's corrupt son now, and Jerry Falwell's son. You know, they're in it for the money. And although I'm talking about the cult leaders, the people like Sean Hannity, you know, the people who are on Fox News all the time, you know, just dragging people into this cult and continuously indoctrinating them. It's a real tragedy. It really is. And Trump is cutting veterans programs radically.
I know you just can't talk sense to some of these people.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say, Tom, other than I'll be calling you again later in the week if I can get through concerning another issue. But for now, I'll say thank you once again. I really appreciate your show and you bringing the truth to light for people.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks for your kind words. We ask people to only call once a week, but I, you know, I look forward to talking to you again soon. So
thank you, sir. Very kind.
Thank you very much. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I recently called in about the red herring $400 million plane used to distract the world from the fact that the Saudis had just bailed out our military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Trump has alienated our allies and crushed our economy. Anyways, I also called several months ago about the imminent apartheid being planned by world elites for about 99% of the planet by accelerating and fueling climate change and thus weaponizing it against the bottom 99%. I also mentioned about how I believe that the fact that the world elites were trying to secure Greenland to be the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class while the rest of us perish in the collapse of civilization and the ravages of peak climate change. And again, the people who destroy the planet, not them, how feel that they are entitled to survive the worst of climate change and Greenland and all the rest of us perish. I believe everything from the $500 million gold visas to what's been going on from the Saudis to Putin to Trump, etc.
Yeah.
So I really do think this is a bigger thing than just our country. It's part of Putin's new world order, like he bragged about the day after Trump was elected. Really do think these are all things that are moving chess pieces that are moving very quickly, and most people are still focused on the what's under their nose. The bigger plan, I think, is just that Trump knows climate change is real. The billionaires basically are denying it because they spend trillions fighting climate change and on safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Well, and some of the billionaires who are funding, you know, most of this damage are fossil fuel billionaires themselves.
Exactly.
And you know, so there's an obvious motivation there. Yeah. Excellent points, Juan. Thank you. Thank you.
I connect the dots on the Venezuela thing because, yeah, I think the billionaires, especially with the energy thing, I think probably the biggest crime is nationalizing energy, so that and using it for the people. Ultimately, the issue.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, but it should. I mean, we should.
Let me just say the one thing about leading the LGBTQ community.
Juan, I'm sorry, your phone is just breaking up terribly. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Happy June, Mr. Hartman.
Hey, Nicholas. Thank you.
Maybe this will be the month when Trump has brought a good deal more to heel, and an unlucky month for him and a lucky month for the rest of us. Just a real quick call today in regards to questions to why the anathema against USAID. this vicious takedown of an agency that has been instrumental in helping so many people worldwide for so long. I don't think we need to look terribly far, stretch very hard, looking for complicated or sophisticated reasons behind it. I think it's staring us straight in the face, and I think it is simple racism. Most of the USAID money has went to people of color, and I truly think that the people behind the takedown, Musk, basically, who is, let's face it, a racist, apartheid, apparatchik, I think they simply made a decision in their sick minds a long time ago that little black children being infected with AIDS simply don't matter. It's just little black kids. Who cares? The world doesn't need them. Too many of them already. Africa's full of them. I think it is as simple as that, and I think it is as disgusting as that.
I think you're right.
I don't think we need...
I think you're right.
That's so sad, though, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
At this point in time in the 21st century, here we are, you know, marching along a quarter of the way into the 21st century, and we're still having to deal with things as basic hateful racism. One of the most stupid things in the world. You, I, everybody we know have known people of color, Asian, Latino, black, and we've known most every one of them to be marvelous, good, kind, and generous people. And yet the people out there in the world who do not regard them as even equal to themselves, themselves being pretty low down in that pyramid, if you ask me.
Yeah, I get it. I think you're absolutely right, Nicholas. I think it's my personal opinion, and I have very little evidence to back this up other than just my observations, is that part of why Musk was so enthusiastic about destroying USAID is because USAID ended apartheid in South Africa, which is what caused his family to flee the country, apparently.
It's just racism.
Yeah, just simple racism. Nicholas, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen their bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time. Just go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Over 5 million jars sold, 8 million five-star reviews. That's Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom.
Bend and the strong man takes a whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast while traitors at home do the most.
Two minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Good morning, O.M.
Hey.
How's my audio?
Just fine. Thank you, Frank. What's on your mind?
I have two questions, Tom. Would Israel's problems go away with a two-state solution?
Probably not. Why?
Well, I wish it would.
Well, I think the biggest problem Israel has right now is not external enemies. You know, I mean, Hamas is a continuing problem. But I think the biggest problem they have right now is they've got a neo-fascist running their country. A corrupt one.
Okay, question number two. Is Trump the first president to combat anti-Semitism?
Well, define combat anti-Semitism. For that matter, define anti-Semitism. I think that the Trump administration is using anti-Semitism as a descriptor for people who are objecting to the foreign policy of a U.S. ally. And I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, well, Trump doesn't seem to know the difference between being anti-Israel and anti-Jew. So.
Exactly. Anti-Semitism is bias against Jews. Being opposed to Israel's foreign policy or their policy in Gaza has nothing to do with liking or not liking or hating or not hating Jews, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I realize there's some overlap, obviously, but I think the majority of the people who have been speaking out and now you've got the thought police. You got the Trump administration actually going through people's social media, and they did they arrested that one woman and put her in a prison in Louisiana, and I'm guessing she's not the only one, simply for writing an op-ed criticizing Israel. It's just wrong, Frank. It's just wrong. Frank, yeah. Thanks for the call. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Yeah. Hey, on the 14th, on No President's Day, I just want to say to everybody out there, try to arrange taco trucks.
It's no King's Day, by the way. But yeah, taco trucks.
No King's Day, yes. But wouldn't it be great to also have taco trucks? You know, a little extra.
I wonder how many people are going to show up in like homemade taco, costumes.
That would be good, too. I think a lot of costume shops actually do sell taco costumes.
Yeah.
Hint, everybody.
Yeah, you've seen the memes, I'm assuming.
A ton of them.
Yeah,
and there's one guy that went to Taco Bell and ordered the DJT special. It was two Dorito Locos chicken tacos.
Get it. Chip, thank you. That's a good one. Thank you. Randy in Bainbridge Island. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is about USAID, but I think it goes beyond that. I think it comes down to greed. I think it comes down to lack of empathy. And I think it comes down to privilege.
Well,
and why I say
let's deal with those one at a time. I mean, you say greed, but the USAID budget was only, I think, $44 billion. I mean, that's a rounding error. That's a day's consumption by the Pentagon. It's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's about the budget, Tom. I think it's about the lack of empathy. So a quick story. My sister, unfortunately, is a big Trump activist, and her husband as well. And I was sitting around the table with him one night, and he said to me, literally to my face, what would make the world great is if 7.5 billion people died and the 500 million left over would have a big party with all the resources.
Wow.
And so I think letting people die, whether that's Medicare or that's USAID or whatever, and getting the, quote, weak or unproductive or whatever, language they might use is really a dangerous mindset.
I agree with you, Randy. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago calling it eugenics, a new form of eugenics. Let's remove the weak and just leave the strong. I think you've nailed it. And, with a huge racial component. Randy, thank you. Thanks for the call. So can Trump roll back these banking regulations? What could possibly go wrong? Let's just take America back to where we were regulation-wise in 2007. You ready for 2008 all over again?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, eight people are recovering after what police call a targeted attack on a Jewish group gathering in support of freeing hostages in Gaza. Police say the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower into the crowd and that the suspect allegedly yelled Free Palestine during that attack. Boulder police stopping short of calling the attack terrorism. The FBI is calling it that. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the definition of a terror attack could apply.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
Two victims remain in critical condition. Lawmakers back on Capitol Hill. The Senate scheduled to begin debate on the sweeping reconciliation package already passed by the House. And in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant returned to the witness stand today at the former music mogul's sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News.